It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Are we rolling, Jake?
We're rolling.
Here on 93.7 The Ticket. So we're going to play this clip. It's about a minute long. It's a little rough. Bear with us. We appreciate your patience. Are we officially ready there, Jake?
We are.
All right. Light that candle. Roll that clip.
So I actually think even though Nebraska is colder and further north, I think Nebraska would fit better in the SEC when you consider, just ask Nebraska fans. Nebraska fans, would you rather play Oklahoma? Would you rather play Missouri? Would you rather play Texas? Would you rather play Texas A&M? Or would you rather play Rutgers, Maryland, Oregon, and UCLA? Right? Geographically, I think Nebraska fits better given the way the SEC has expanded in the SEC and given the historic rivalry with Oklahoma. There's been a lot of great Nebraska-Texas area schools played games over the years. Kansas arguably maybe makes sense in the SEC too, but I disagree with you about Arkansas. I think they belong in the SEC. I think that is a no-brainer.
So a couple of disclaimers. Well, first, I want to hear what everybody at home has to say about this. What are your thoughts? Text us in. Let us know. Would Nebraska be a better fit? Okay, if they were in the SEC. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right, so here's my disclaimer. We're not going to the SEC. We're also not going back to the Big 12. I know a lot of people wouldn't hate that concept. If Oklahoma and Texas were still in the Big 12, it'd be even more of a popular concept, especially that Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry being renewed and being able to be played in the Big 12. Obviously, we're not going back to the Big 12. We're not going to the SEC. This is, if we were in charge and we could just do whatever the heck we wanted to do, world, okay? The ideal utopian world, if you're a Nebraska fan, would Nebraska be a better fit in the SEC? Now, he purely went who we're going to play route. Like, we'd be the, is Missouri cold in the winter? Kind of?
It can't be.
I mean, I lived in St. Louis, we'd definitely be the coldest state involved in the SEC. I don't hate the point about playing Oklahoma. I miss Oklahoma, Nebraska. I just saw a list the other day, greatest college football rivalries. When I was a kid, it was like Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska, Oklahoma were like 1-2. Then you'd see Notre Dame, USC, Florida, Georgia, those other ones pop up, Texas, A&M. Then about, 5-6 years ago, Oklahoma, Nebraska were like 10th. Like we kind of fell from like second or third to 10th. Now we're not even on the list. We don't play each other enough. I miss that. I love that. And I love some of the teams that he mentioned potentially playing. We can or cannot play Texas, whatever, But what are your thoughts on this? Because there's a lot more that goes into it rather than just who we'd play. Because he compared some of those matchups to, UCLA or Rutgers or Maryland. And I get all that. I have an additional thought and idea that goes beyond just who we play. The revenue, Big Ten teams actually make more money per school. If we want to take revenue out of this, okay, it's not our money, so let's just say we don't care. All right, but what was your reaction to this, Jake? And if there's any text on the text line, let me know.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I do think, he cherry picked some teams there. If he picked like the worst teams from the Big Ten, you'd be interested in, the best teams from the SEC.
No,
you'd be interested in.
So he didn't do that.
I would say at least compared to Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio State, Michigan. Those are some teams that sound a little bit more exciting for the Big Ten. Yeah. It's something I've thought about for a long time. I do think Nebraska, I don't want to say culturally fits in more with the SEC, but the love of football, the passion for it might. Kind of what we saw through COVID and wanting to play. Of course, that Nebraska and Ohio State leading that charge in the Big Ten kind of by themselves. The SEC, of course, wanted to play. So, I think, again, culturally, Nebraska and South Carolina and Tennessee and these are not the same thing. But football-wise, it might fit in a little bit there. I think it would be interesting on so many fronts. Obviously, there, I think it would be tougher for Nebraska to get an easier schedule in the SEC. We talk about the SEC being overrated, but then, you know, you also think about all the fun matchups that you would have there. It's tough to say because Nebraska has struggled to regain its footing in the Big 12 North and the Big 10 West. So I think, you know, going to the SEC, that might be a little bit of a difficult deal as well. But, you know, altogether, it would be a lot of fun. The one deal here is Clay Travis is assuming the SEC wants to expand beyond the South. They've pretty much stayed Southern, you know, Missouri, and at least if you go to South Missouri, it's Missouri. So, you know, that's Southern to a degree. Oklahoma can kind of be, you know, factored in there. But they really don't go outside their, haven't gone outside their footprint, whereas the Big Ten wanted to expand nationwide. So that would be one thing that I would kind of hesitate on there. But, you know, I guess I wouldn't hate it. I think it would be an interesting idea. I think Nebraska might be more interested than the SEC is with that idea.
So conference, whether a conference adds teams or doesn't add teams, or maybe eventually one day they don't keep certain teams. We've talked about that potentially in the past. It's all about the money. I call it the money pie. All right. If we bring in Nebraska and we're the SEC, does the amount of revenue they bring in, is it worth divvying it up between another school? Does the piece of our pie get bigger? Like, does the pie get big enough that the piece gets bigger? Or does this additional piece that we have to cut out of revenue that we have to give to Nebraska, even though they're bringing in more, does my personal piece of the pie get smaller? And I think Nebraska would bring in enough that it would be worth it. That's really all they care about. Let's be honest with you. All right, so the pluses and minuses, in my opinion, to the SEC. I do like some of the matchups better. You brought up maybe a tougher conference schedule. Depends. Are you Missouri or are you Oklahoma? Like, it depends on which conference schedule you get. You can say that in the Big Ten as well. We're sitting here with the 18th ranked strength of schedule in the Big Ten right now when it comes to our conference schedule. But we can't just overlook the fact that we'd have 8 conference games, okay, not 9. We'd have a third bye week, a.k.a. the patsy we'd play right before conference, a rivalry weekend to end our conference schedule. We'd automatically be a top 25 team every year. Why? SEC logo, top 25. It's just automatic, it seems to me, in the pollsters. I kid, sort of. The one thing that stood out to me was it would be, because a lot of times some of the higher ranked recruits tend to be California, Texas, Florida, and the Deep South. Okay, Georgia, those other schools, Louisiana. It would be easier to get those kids on campus because instead of Nebraska, like the coaches have said, the toughest thing is just getting them here. Once we get them here, they love it. But if you see Nebraska on your screen and you see them and you're more familiar with them, it's much easier to get them there. I could argue it'd be easier for coaches to recruit, and that would help us in the recruiting trail. One thing that I think has hurt us since we left the Big 12 is we lost our pipelines to Texas because we're not on those Texas high school kids' TV screens anymore. Not near as often anyways. So for me, it could help us in recruiting. When it comes to matchups, he did cherry pick. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I enjoy the Nebraska-Iowa rivalry, but I miss the Oklahoma one more. Would I miss Minnesota PJ Fleck?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like, even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at BetterHelp.com.
Did we play them last year?
No.
See, I can't even tell you. Yeah. It was a joke. I knew we didn't play him. But my point is I wouldn't miss him that much. Like, there's certain things that I miss from some schools that, you know, like an Oklahoma. And I know Kansas State, they're in the Big 12. You briefly brought up Kansas, et cetera, possibly more. I mean, they would help the SEC in basketball quite a bit. I don't know if the SEC would be ultimately interested in them because college football is king, although Kansas is doing better in football. But the thing that stood out to me was it might be easier to recruit. Not that we haven't had good recruiting class, just might be easier to recruit. Although it's more about the money that you're offering than it's ever been back in the days when only one conference was really doing it. But I digress, okay? Which has leveled the playing field. When we first joined the Big Ten, I felt like we were like the outsider in the conference. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, until Rutgers and Maryland came along.
Do you still feel like we're the outsider in the conference?
No, I think we've probably adjusted enough.
I don't know that we're the outsider. It's probably the West Coast schools now. Although Oregon walks in and, you know, wins the conference championship, easy for me to say. But I still feel like we're the school with the target on our back. If you want my humble opinion, I still feel like we're kind of the school with the target on our back. When you walk in and you've got a little bit of something to you and you're brand new and there's schools that are already there, it's got a little bit of something to them. I felt like it was like, all right, it's all of us and then Nebraska, you're the outsider. But we're still that school that people know if we get some momentum, we can get rolling. And so I still think it puts a target on our back to kind of keep us down. Like, we got to keep you down. Not, and again, I'm not going to go down the Big Ten officiating rabbit hole and all that stuff. I think they love having us in the Big Ten because of the revenue we bring in. I think the more good teams you have in the Big Ten, obviously it's better for the conference as a whole, but I don't think like Ohio State, Michigan, we got to get to the point where we are competing and beating them. But in the meantime, I don't think they hate, hey, we're up here, Nebraska's not here, and keeping them down actually helps make our individual programs better and elevates us more rather than us having to directly compete with Nebraska as one of the top three or four programs in the Big Ten, which everybody's competing with everybody, but certain people are on another level right now, and we're trying to get to that level. Does that make sense, and is there anything from the text line?
Yeah, that makes sense, but I still think the Big Ten would rather have gotten a little bit more back from Nebraska than keeping them down this far, but we'll see. Looks like you tried to curve it off by saying, hey, we're not going back to the Big 8, Big 12. We still got messages saying, I want to play Kansas State, Iowa State, Missouri. But they want them all in the same conferences. They want the Big 8 and Big 12 back. But the Big 12 is, even if you went to the Big 12 now, it's not what it used to be. So that wouldn't happen in any case. 3764 says Osborne spent way too much time and way too much of Nebraska's money running from Texas for Nebraska to ever consider joining a conference that includes the Horns.
Hold on. I don't know if that's a joke or if that's serious or a little bit of combination of both. Do you think that had anything to do with it? I know Texas with the Longhorn Network put off a lot of people, like seriously angered a lot of people. I don't even think the Longhorn Network exists anymore. I could be wrong. I don't exactly keep up to date on Texas sports. So I know, even if it is around, it was not the success they were hoping it would be. I do know that for sure. Do you think there's any legitimacy to what that person just said, whether it was supposed to be a joke or real or not?
I think there's some legitimacy to it. I wouldn't bring Tom Osborne into it, but I think part of the reason I hate Texas is because they came into the conference, stole Oklahoma, changed the Big 12 conference to, you know, start playing their championship games more Southern. Made the Longhorn Network again and kind of powered their way around the Big 12 till they're bullied their way to the SEC. I mean, they are what they are, the brand that they are, and it's frustrating. That's why, you know, people kind of can ask me, well, is Texas a Texas A&M school, a team, or a Texas team, or state, I should say. And Texas, again, is just that the Longhorn Network, the bowling around conferences, I got to believe they're the most powerful brand or among them, of course, in college football. So I think there's a little bit legitimacy to it.
Any other text?
Yeah, we did get, let's see. 0778 says Nebraska nice meets Southern hospitality.
So I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of thought maybe there'd be more relatability on that end. That was one thing that popped into my head as well. Anything else?
And Cody off of YouTube says SEC would probably help out the basketball and baseball teams. Maybe not as great for volleyball. And Joseph says seeing Nebraska play in Death Valley at night would be off the charts.
That would be pretty epic. Let me throw one final question at you. All right, if we're not the outsider in the Big Ten now, let's say there has to be somebody. I'm going to be that guy. There has to be an outsider. There's one school that immediately popped into my head. Is there anybody that pops in your head?
Yeah.
Who?
I'd still go back to Rutgers and Maryland. I don't know if they ever felt too much like the Big Ten, and they don't necessarily have partners to rely on. At least the West Coast schools coming in with West Coast teams.
They are purely network revenue generating based. That's why they're in the Big Ten. I will never forget. I was with the Skins. I'm in the training. I'm literally sitting on the training table in the training room when I found out Maryland Rutgers were going to join the Big Ten. And I literally was like, why? I was like, what? Like, Maryland's not even that great at basketball anymore at that particular point. I mean, we are far removed from Greg Schiano's initial run at Rutgers, where they were all the way up to number two in the country, okay, at one point. But that was like 1 year. And I know college football started at Rutgers, but not a lot of championships have been won at Rutgers. And then somebody is like, it's the New York and it's the Washington, D.C., the DMV, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia TV market. And I was like, oh, there it is. For me, it's UCLA. That's who popped into my head. Because Washington, playoff run, just in the national championship game, they've won national championships, been in the Rose Bowl, beaten Michigan in the Rose Bowl over the years, won conference championships. They're kind of up and down. Oregon, do I have to explain it? USC, do I have to explain it? I look at UCLA, and even when they joined, I was like, if this is purely money-based, wouldn't we actually, like, each school individually make more money if UCLA didn't come? Because USC's bringing Southern California and that Los Angeles market. I remember thinking, that's an extra piece of the pie we have to give to UCLA. If UCLA doesn't come, and I got no disrespect to UCLA. This is just me having fun here. And my initial thoughts, like, if that extra piece of the pie is gone and we have 17 pieces to the pie instead of 18, we're divvying it up. Doesn't each school make more money? So initially I was like, are they just coming along to keep the USC-UCLA rivalry viable? I thought rivalries didn't matter. I thought it was all revenue generating. So to me, since the day they joined, it's been UCLA. I don't know. Am I way out in left field on that?
I wouldn't say way out in left field, but
partially.
A little bit. They still, of course, are a big brand.
Are they?
Well, I would say so. In all sports, they're like the best non.
Stanford is that, by the way.
Well, right up there.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I know they're good in basketball. Like, they're not what they once were. Yeah, they're not what they once were in basketball.
No.
Softball's really good. Baseball's good. But, like, if you were to list the top 15 brands in the country, would UCLA be among the top 15?
I think so. I mean, I think if you start to talk internationally, if people know colleges at, in the United States, I think UCLA would be one of the top ones.
I want to know what the people on the text line have. And to be clear, I always liked UCLA growing up. I liked their color scheme. When I was young, they were playing in the Rose Bowl, seemingly, I guess, Wisconsin every freaking year. Cade McNown, all those guys, Deshaun Foster, who's now the head coach, was the running back. Like, I grew up a UCLA fan. I always rooted for them to beat USC. This is not an anti-UCLA thing. It's just a genuine, I'm curious thing. If you were to pick one team in the Big Ten that's an outsider, who would it be to you? Let us know on that text line. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A Better Help ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Like, even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.